You have reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Taylor. Are you currently needing a roadside assistance?
Yes, please.
Okay, I'm sorry to hear that. Are you calling me from a safe location, sir?
Yes, I am in a secure location.
That's great to hear. May I have the spelling of your first name?
Yeah, it's Michael.
Okay, M-I-C-H-A-E-L.
M-I-C-H-A-E-L, yes.
And the spelling of your last name?
It's Sears, S-E-A-R-S.
And a good callback number, just in case we get disconnected, sir?
949-702-5471.
Okay. And would you like to opt into the text updates? We'll get the name and number of the provider, also with their estimated time of arrival.
I beg your pardon. Can you repeat that?
Mm-hmm. Would you like to opt into the text updates where you'll get the name and number of the provider, also with their estimated time of arrival?
Yes. Yes, please.
Okay.
Yes, please.
Message and data rates may apply. May I have your full policy number?
Yes. It is T as in Thomas, X as in Xavier, A as in Adam, P as in Peter, 00001331188.
And then the last six of your vehicle VIN number?
It is, hold on, let me make sure that I give you the right car. It is 307-979.
Said 307-979?
Correct.
And then your policy number is TXAP00001331188.
Yes.
Okay. Have you made any changes to your policy within the last 15 days, sir?
Not to my knowledge, no.
Okay. So I'm going to have to contact the direct line and put you on a brief hold because, unfortunately, with that policy number and the last six of that vehicle VIN number is not uploading your roadside assistance, so I'm going to have to see what's the issue.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Give me 1 second.
Huh? No, that's not the problem.